Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What is this? You, the snitch line? What is this going on? What do you have to say?
Well, first of all, I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you meddling kids.
Gotten away with what?
Oh,
the cameras.
What about them?
Whose idea was it? Was this Cody or you? Or
the, way back when, it was a conversation that Cody, myself, and our old producer Nick had.
I mean, it looks great. I mean, the graphics you have and everything else. But I said last night, I said, well, I'm going to have to shower tonight. Because if I'm coming here and do the show, I'd
thank you for showering. I can start.
I have to look presentable.
Well, Bing, I can start smelling again. You know that I hadn't been able to smell since last December, and now I can smell again. So if you don't think you can just get by with stuff just because you're co-hosting with me, I can smell everything again.
So
kind of, sort of.
I dated a girl for a while.
Good for you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Glad to hear that.
Good job, Bing.
I get more action than both you guys. All right. Well, just put that right down. All right. So I was dating a gal.
Okay.
Very attractive.
I'm sure.
Very, very, very off the charts. 10 out of 10. She went to my bedroom one night. You see where this is going?
Well, I mean, I don't know how many more details I want.
She
but
looked at my log of Copenhagen.
This is why Bing doesn't like Halloween, dressing up. Happened one time.
Not my log, but my log of Copenhagen.
Okay. No.
So we go up there. That was not a DM. Not like a Yule log, for Christmas.
All right, stop. Continue the story. Please. She saw your Copenhagen and...
She saw my Copenhagen. She said, you chew. And I said, well, that's pretty damn smart of you. Why the hell would I have the chew sitting on my dresser? For looks? No. I said, when I'm on the radio, I chew. Which clearly, if you're watching this today, you notice that chewing during the show. And I filled in for you and Cody one day. Yeah, I think Drew was here with me. And I'm sitting here just jamming down Copenhagen like there's no tomorrow. And she goes, I saw you chewing the whole time. I said, yeah, because I was doing radio, kind of, if you call it that.
So what is the point? You're snitching.
She saw my
snitching on
myself. She saw my chew. And kind of you guys, too, because she saw my chew.
Oh, you're blaming us for your relationship ending.
Kind of, yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Honestly, it was your fault because I heard this, you chew a lot more than you say you do, whatever. And that was the end of it. And she was hot.
So you're blaming me?
Kind of, yes.
Because
you? Come
on. Because you were on video chewing?
Yeah, because I forgot these cameras were on. I don't have these on at night. We don't have these.
Right.
Fans football show, we don't do it.
Eventually, she was going to
Jeter
find
Island,
out,
man.
Though. Correct? You weren't just going to...
I let it go for months, man.
So you lied to her.
She saw
you lied to her. That's why she broke up. She broke
log.
Up with you because you lied to
she
her.
She saw my log.
But you should, Bink, you should have been honest from the jump about... You didn't have to really be... I guess you decided to be honest.
You know what I said to her? It's funny you say this. I bet I have less cavities than you. It's exactly what I told this young lady.
A weird conversation on Halloween.
Even though not, she's actually a year older than me. But I said, I have less cavities than you because I've had none. So, yes, I may chew, but you know what? I also properly floss.
I don't think
I also get my teeth cleaned. I also brush my teeth with Crest every day, and I floss like a champion.
Yeah, but do you do this?
Yeah, I soak my balls in Epsom salt.
Sometimes.
Soaking
Why'd you say that, Drew?
Soaking is good. I'm sorry. I'd last maybe 5 minutes.
That's impressive. But anyway, she saw
That's
the chew go into my mouth literally for 4 straight hours, and that turned into you chew a lot more than you say you do. And I said, you know what? I got less cavities than
Bink.
You too.
You
got
to be honest.
Text line agrees. You chew more than you say you do. Sounds like Bink was lying to her. That's what I think you were lying to her.
She saw my log.
Yeah, we got that.
Of chew.
We got that. Yeah.
She
clearly wasn't impressed, Bink. 913-586-7965 is the Jay's Southland
service. That was just mean and uncalled for. It really was. It was totally uncalled for. I don't know why I subject myself to this, Drew.
Oh, man. Let's see. What do we got? Someone says, snitch line, Cody needs to start paying off his bets. A real man doesn't put them off. I think he should lose his man card. Bink is a man. Cody should take notes. That's from the text line.
Jeez.
Who hurt Bink? Everybody.
Someone is today Friday, right? Nope, that's tomorrow Fan Club Friday. Working on a guest still, but it does have Friday vibes right now, doesn't it?
We want some ladies.
Crap, yeah, it does.
Who wants to join us for Fan Club tomorrow?
Ladies, right? We're going to make this a
I actually want to have this to get the bottom of the story that you just told us, I want to have her come in studio.
We're going to have, I don't think they'll have her. This is pretty bad.
Still?
I bet
she's moved on.
I don't, probably, but I don't think with me in the equation at all. But I'm serious, though. We're going to have drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have ladies. Both you are a single guy. I'm a single guy.
Pepper water.
Drew is happily married. But we could have some ladies in here, talk some football with, maybe invite them on a date.
From the 913, someone says, I've snitched on my coworker. And he is always on his phone. My manager has done little to nothing about it. What do I do? There's a limit on mobile use rule, by the way.
Hmm.
So you're asking if it's okay, basically, to snitch on your coworker. Is that kind of what you're asking?
You never do. You never snitch on your coworker.
I think you should ask the coworker why they're on their phone all the time and just see what they say. You know, like...
Hmm. Why, no, you're not.
Don't bring up the rule. I would say just, hey, how come you're always on your phone?
I know you're not.
I'm better than I once was, Bink, and I still have a long ways to go.
Putting silent on this phone.
Well, look, it's just on, I guess.
815,
I don't have an excuse. I just turned silent on.
815 says it was the cheerleader, Bink. I date a lot of cheerleaders. Former ones.
Yeah, clarify.
Shout out to you, Bink.
What? It might have done it 20 or 30 years ago, you know, but still, you know.
Someone says, I, for one, snitch line, can't believe
I
Bink
very
has...
attractive
someone
women,
says,
by
I
the
can't
way.
Believe Bink has been divorced 5 times.
Only twice. Come on.
I can't but believe I date, that one either.
I date very attractive women. I mean, seriously, you'll see it.
I don't doubt that at all.
Well, most people think I outkick my coverage.
That's good. Good for you.
It's the opposite. People are just being nice to me. But I date some attractive women. Golden.
That's
I mean,
good.
Even tomorrow when you and I both have double dates.
There's an idea.
We don't have a double date tomorrow.
We'll take them to the fans football show. They meet Dana and
I'm sure
Mitch
they want to go
we'll
to the
football.
Fans football show for a date.
And some inside zone runs. I once had a conversation with a woman about a 4-3 or a 3-4.
How long did that last?
A night.
The conversation?
She left like me the next day or probably blocked me. I don't.
No, I'm at how long did the conversation last, Bink? How long did you talk about 3-4?
I was talking about that,
numb?
Drew.
Oh, great.
What was that?
Once you're numb everywhere, it's great.
Oh.
Ice bass, baby.
I just put him in Epsom salt, man.
Ice bass. Gold, somebody had a suggestion for you since you said that Bink should have his lady friend in.
Was this the lady Bink was talking to after a show Friday night at Buffalo Wild Wings?
No. Who is that? Are you talking to somebody?
It's many women, man.
Buffalo
Wild Wings, they're sports fans. They come out. I'm doing this little side gig, this football date only, like farmers only, but football fan only, where the girl is a football fan. And we really hit it off on 4-3-3-4.
You're starting up a new dating app called Football
Inside
Date?
Zone. Yeah, footballdate.com.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually stunned that doesn't exist.
My ex-wife, I remember we were dating. She came over and I was watching like the Rams or something before the Chiefs game. She goes, you watch other games too? And I said, no, you need to sit down. We need to have a talk.
Last one, then we got a break. So as I thought, Bink is the coolest until today. Don't believe a word he says involving women. LMAO.
This is not true. I have 2 kids, 2 ex-wives,
mm-hmm.
which is more than you guys combined.
That's a good thing, I mean.
You don't have an ex-wife yet, Drew, but you will.
Oh, whoa!
50% of this country gets divorced.
Oh, my goodness. You just told the man that's been married for 3 years that he's about to get divorced.
I give you 5 more types
gosh,
before you're calling
holy crap, Bink.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.